from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Iraq takes an airbase away from the Kurds. The Iraqi military says its forces have captured a key airbase north of the Dusuta city of Kirkuk, along with an airport, an oil company, and other positions in areas around the city. The security forces retook control of the K-1 airbase from Kurdish fighters on Monday, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi for pro-government fighters to impose security on Kirkuk. Abadi said in a message to the nation that he had a duty to act following a Kurdish independence referendum that he described as putting Iraq in danger of partition. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq in 2014. After more than six decades of moderate and centrist governments, Austria appears to be shifting to the right as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general election is now poised to become the country's next leader. Kurz campaigned on tougher immigration procedures in the wake of the flow of refugees from the Middle East, South Asia, and Africa since 2015. Monash University Europe scholar Natalie Doyle said the election outcome is not surprising.
This election, in fact, confirms a trend that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble.
Austria's far-right Freedom Party also made gains in Sunday's election, giving Kurz the chance to form a coalition with them or the Social Democrats, who are in second place. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling Socialists won a